I am your little urban bitch right here. Is a
little unofficial urban radio.
Yeah, unofficial, underground, whatever you want to call it. But we do have some things to talk about today. I'll probably have some mic issues here, but you know what? Fuck it. I don't care. So, what's going on? It's been a while. Yeah, Muff, blow me. I can deny it. I know nothing. I see nothing. I hear nothing. How's that? Deny everything. That is my alibi. So, yeah, I'm sitting here surfing the internet. No, not for porn. Jennifer Love Hewitt pictures. Yes. Jennifer Love Hewitt. She ranks right up there with Sarah Michelle Gellar. Two girls I'd like to get in bed with me. Anyway, I do actually have some urban terror stuff to talk about. For those of you who actually tuned in last night to Planet Planet Queer. Sorry, Roger. PlanetQuake 3.net. Roger is actually going to do an interview with me live on the radio. Unfortunately, he had some server issues, and that did not happen. But I'm sure some of you have downloaded the 44 meg MP3 and listened to what I had to say. Some of it good, some of it bad. You know, giving props where it's due. Some of the people in the community, not only in the community, but on the development team. Development team, Blade Killer, Coders, Miles, just to name a few. And then some in the community. I know Dracostian wanted me to pimp the Stronger Than All League, which is starting up here on July 1st. You know, I don't remember if I pimped Urban Terror Central or not for Muffin Man and Illogical, but if I didn't, I just did now. As they are going to be covering some Stronger Than All League games this year, so hopefully you guys will tune in and check that out. Give them a little more love and support than you did me when I tried to cast Day. You know, Muff, you know, no offense, I hope you guys draw, but you know what? Unfortunately, we did not get much love from the community when it came to casting for Stronger Than All. I don't know why. It's strange, but a little bit discouraging, especially when you're trying to get numbers. You know, you're trying to build numbers up. You know, 20 people, 30 people, it's okay. But, you know, you want something, you know, a nice round number, 100. I mean, that's basically what we like to shoot for. I guess I got to give love to No Leaf Clover as well, as he's probably going to be casting with you guys, and Invis, just to name a few. So, getting back to what I was saying, you know, it's one of those things, if you build it, they will come. So, hopefully they will come when you guys start covering matches. I will be there, Van Silly and myself, possibly Jeff T, the three of us going to be covering some stay this year as well for myself. It really doesn't fit into my work schedule, maybe one night a week, possibly two, but I'll have to see if Van Silly and Jeff T can pick up some of the slack. My baby's clan base. I love clan base. I think it's the best league out there. I was one of those guys who was anti Euro for quite a while. You know, I still don't like the fringe, but don't tell them that. But really, I just love how clan base is organized. It's just awesome. You go in there, they have a channel. Both teams are in there. There's a league official in there, and you join that channel. And you basically have all the information you need, all the server information, the passwords, the team members, who's playing right there in front of you. So you don't actually have to waste time going out and finding who the hell is playing or if they're on PGP or whatever that other network is, Pro Gamers, whatever it is, or ETG or QuakeNet or wherever they are. So one thing I do like about ClanBase, and like anything, I've had my differences with some people in the past, like Lord and Spawn. But you know what? Those two guys, I got to give them props, man. They have busted their ass to make ClanBase one of the best leagues out there. And also got to give love to my favorite community out there, Portugal. That's right. I love the Portuguese. Great community. I see Space Monkey dropping by. Who else is in there? Muff is in there. NLC. Thunder was there a bit ago. I don't know if Thunder's still tuned in, but Thunder, shouts out to you, my friend. We got a couple things, as I said, coming up. One of those is going to be the release of a Beta 3. I think we're going to call it Urban Terror 3. It just sounds better, doesn't it? Fuck the Beta. Urban Terror 3. Who's going to go back to studying? No Elite. Oh, Muff. Yeah, Muff, go back to studying. You can't study and listen to me at the same time. Doesn't work. Oh, yeah. It's time to compare cock size, too. I see everybody spamming their computer system information in there. So, there's mine right there. Take it for what it's worth. Some of the other things here. You know, the new saying in the community, MEAC, and we got the Ducket now. He's like our unofficial sponsor of the UrbanTerror.net website, and the Ducket goes MEAC. And for those of you who tuned in last night, I'm sure you heard me say that. MEAC! I don't think Roger had a clue as to what I was talking about, but I know you guys did. And I can tell Method Tim's not tuned in, but oh well. I guess he loses out. We don't. I know I've talked about it before, but we do have some new websites being designed for Urban Terranet and Silicon Ice, silicon-ice.com. Should go live here very shortly, as I know we are still have our web designer person working on them. Can't give out all the details right now, but rest assured, you guys are going to think it's pretty kick-ass. So we'll be right back here. Oh, yeah, and Method Tim, yes, I am running SETI. I come on and all sounds went up. Police, a man said the joint was shattered. All the brothers getting busted outside. Undercover officer reading them the rights. A one-way ticket for your prison bound. The night the lights in Dallas went down. So how long we gonna wait until we get the keys to the mansion on the hill? Tries her luck, makes a little bet, hopes a horse comes up. Picking pockets for some easy money, cause she blew the goddamn law on the national lottery. Steals a paper, she checked the front page. Headlines read, the damsel can't be saved. I kinda open up an opera house on the night the lights in Dallas went down, yeah. So how long we gonna wait until we get the keys to the mansion on the hill? Special brand, stay right time, wrong place. Colombian connections in the corridors of power mean the man on the money ain't ever going down. Lord Lucky takes his lady to the magic flute. A little taste of Putin, eyes bulletproof. Tony tunes the underground radio on the night the lights in Dallas went down. So how long we gonna wait until we get the keys to the mansion on the hill? Waste our time, or in a bus is bound for the welfare line. But me ain't going Harwich. I wanna know right now, yeah, see now. Yeah. So how long we gonna wait until we get the keys to the mansion on the hill? Little A3 there, Mansion on the Hill, off the 3,000 Miles to Graceland soundtrack. Kick-ass flick, especially for like guns and blood and all that shit, because, dude, when they knock over the casino, it's like Urban Terror real life right there. It's awesome. So, we are back. I see Method Tim spamming me the SETI spy link. I may have to install that, as I dig SETI. I dig those little green guys, man. I want to be like Captain Kirk and ride a green bitch. No, I'm kidding. What else do we have? We are going to spend a little bit of time updating the frequently asked questions link and the manual. Both of those definitely need an update and hopefully offer some more solutions to some of the common problems that gamers continue to find in Urban Terror. I know I sort of joked about removing the manual, seeing as nobody knows it exists, or actually I should say nobody uses it. But I know a lot of people use it. But if you have something to contribute, or if you feel like you know, there's something that I should include in the FAQ of the manual, then please email me, oswald@urbanterror.net, and who knows, maybe you'll get your name in the credits. I doubt it. But I do have to get my ass in gear and get those yeah, get those working. Yes, we do have a release date. We are releasing the new manual. It'll be released July 1st. I'm kidding. Manual's nowhere near done. Okay, that was our big announcement. The manual is being released July 1st. Also been talking to No Logic. You guys know No Logic from... shit, no, I forgot. Where is he from? UT Scripts, that's right. UTScripts.net. You know, they've lost their hosting, but it was sort of picked up by Deserat.com. But last check was not up, but No Logic is going to supply me a new default player configuration. As the current one we have included in, I think Beta 2.6 is a bit old. He's added some stuff, updated stuff, made a few enhancements. So we will be including that in the distribution. Remember, if you have anything that you feel can contribute to the release, you can always email me, oswald@urbanterror.net. And after I get done laughing at your suggestion, I'll send you a nice email back and trash it. Maybe. Oh, I love seeing some of this. What do we have here? Dude, you know what? I don't understand how you do not run out of ideas. Oh, you're talking about Space Monkey. Space Monkey. Don't we have a song called Space Monkey? I know we do, you know? I'll have to look for that when I hit my first break. Space Hog. Space Hog sings a Space Hog. What do they sing? I know they have a song like that. I can't remember what it is. Space Hog. Space Monkey. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm there. I just don't see it. Space. Smash Mouth. Sprung Monkey. Ah, screw it. Don't have time to look for it. I'm not mean. Never am I mean, Thunder. You should know that. I've pimped your server numerous times. How can you say I'm mean? Thunder's playpen. Pigpen. Playpen. Whatever we want to call it. You know, gamers have continued to email us asking us asking us about basically, we're the new player models that we saw pimped on the website, Tanya and Logan, along with the other weapons. You know, we talked about a new shotgun, also talked about, what else did we talk about? God, you know, I'm losing my train of thought here. I'm getting old. Well, the negative, obviously, that's already included. But when we decided to make this Beta 3, we figured that it would have to be something that was more than just 2.7, because the build we've been working on really is more than just 2.7. You know, with the new game mode we added, the Bomb Defuse game mode, probably, I would figure, no less than 20 or 22 updated levels, a new weapon in the negative, many new effects, including what is like a nuclear bomb blast when that bomb goes off, and along with hundreds of bug fixes, it was sort of difficult to sell this next version of Urban Terror as 2.7. Thank you, Thunder, the P90, that's what I was saying, the FN, the Fabrique Nationale. P90. That is the other weapon I was thinking of. So we decided that we'd let people keep playing 2.6 Alpha. And basically we were originally working on a B version. So it would have been 2.6 Beta. 2.6B. And that was going to be all server-side stuff. But, you know, one thing led to another. And we started going in the changes. And before we knew it, we were like 2.5 months into the development cycle. And it was like, well, shit. You know, what are we going to do? We don't have enough to release, or, you know, we're going to have to wait to release more stuff. And I think it was last month, maybe early this month, we decided to call this next release Beta 3. And I know some people are still a couple releases behind here, as they continue to think that there's going to be a B version, there's going to be a 2.7 version, but no, we decided to shit can that and step up to the plate here and drop a full Beta 3. As we originally envisioned when I think we started the development cycle, again, we probably bit off more than we could chew with the original Beta 3 concepts. You know, we set our sights very high, and unfortunately everything we planned prior to this development cycle won't be included. As I said, the new models won't make it in, the two-player models and a couple of the weapon models. But, you know, we really don't see it as a big problem. The new game mode should keep the interest of the community for quite some time. We've tested, you know, I think I said this last release, but 2.7, or check that, 3.0. Now I got to see what he said. That's what they all say. Oh, turning off the monitor. 2.7, shit, I said it again, 3.0. Let me try it one more time. 3.0 will be the most tested version to date. So what does that mean for you? Well, first off, that means that we've had probably no less than 250, if not 300 testers at one time or another play the internal game files, along with some faggots out there who keep leaking files, you little fuck faces. Anyways, so you figure that's a good cross-section of the community that we've had actually give us constructive feedback. You know, of course, we've all had our disagreements at times. You know, some people thinking weapons should be this way, some thinking it should be that way. But overall, I think people are quite happy, at least on the QA team, with the way things have turned out for QA and the direction that Urban Terror is heading right now. So with that said, it's probably going to be 120 to 150 meg download. That was something I said last night in the interview we had with Roger. And we'll actually have to wait and see how that works out. But, yeah, see No Leaf Clover, now you know why it's called the Unofficial Underground Urban Radio today, okay? Because there's just a few things that I had to get on my chest that I know I could not have gotten off if it were an official urban radio. So, now I won't name names, but I think we can sort of have some idea who this little shit face is. So if you guys know, feel free to send me a PM and I'll tell you if you're right or wrong. We see Haldaz, H-D-A-A-L-Z. Oh, you know what? Blade's laughing at me. Blade Killer's laughing at me. Give it up for Blade Killer here. She's laughing at me. She says it's probably going to be closer to 200. So, you know what? She's always right. We love her for it. So I'll take her guesstimate here of about 200 because, you know, Blade, I was thinking the same thing. I know 27 had said, oh, it's going to be about 120 to 150. But you know what? With 20 maps, and you figure the average map is, what, 10 megs? I mean, that's 200 megs right there. I mean, that's a lot of maps, a lot of good maps. And a map like Dick Dastardly's map, don't dwell on a leak. It's already been stopped. We've done what we can. You know, shit happens, as we've said many times before. Yes, No Leaf Clover, how did you know? See, now look at what I started. You know, a map like Dix or even Invis, those two guys right there probably have the best looking maps around. And you figure when they go out and they get custom textures and they spend a considerable amount of time, Haldaz, thank you, Haldaz, then what the fuck is EH doing in front of there? And the D, Haldaz, there's Haldaz. You must be from Europe, right? Am I right? Netherlands? NTL? He from the Netherlands? Just shake your head. Yes, I am, Oz. No. Now, Blade's telling me that the new textures for Drug Lord 3 are 300 megs long. Oh, my God. Don't tell me that. You know, because I've told Dragon that I thought some of the textures were still placeholders. But, Drag, you know, I love you, and you have some good maps. And I know texturing is not your strong point, but see right there. So basically, we have a lot of maps, a lot of textures. That's basically what I'm trying to get to. So that's what I was actually talking about. Yeah, sure, acceleration. He's saying, I don't know what he's saying. What was I saying? If you want to shout out, feel free to send me a private message. I'll give it to you. The negative, a lot of people have continued to ask us about the negative, the IMI and negative. We did post some information on the website about it. It's still really under testing, being tweaked at some point. As I said, we had hoped to add three weapons, but we're really only going to get one implemented, that being the Negave. As I posted on the website, it's a 5.56 millimeter belt-fed light machine gun. It basically holds a 150-round belt in a box. And if you actually decide to take extra ammo with it when you load out, well, you'll get an extra belt, so you'll have a total of three belts for 450 rounds of ammunition. And that's a lot of ammunition, you know. I mean, I think you could run around the entire map twice with your finger on the trigger and still not run out of ammo. But, you know, the longer you keep your finger on that trigger, you know, the wider the spread is going to get, and the more inaccurate things are going to be. So, yeah, Blade, are you serious? Nah, that can't be right. Let me check out Drug Lord 3 here. Give me 1 second. I don't know what we want here. A quick song. I got to check something out, and I'll be right back. Shit, we already heard that. Acceleration, I'm not dissing you, bro.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world flow to the dark side of the moon.
All right, so I've been had by Blade Killer. What can I say? Disregard that 300 megs worth of texturing in Drug Lord. She was pulling my third leg. Well, yes, it was quite obvious. Unfortunately, I missed it. What can I say? 22.8. That is the entire pack size of Release Client 3, Drug Lord 3. Yeah, I'm gonna owe you, Blade. Trust me. Don't make me chain you up next to the coders down in the Cidit dungeon there. Do want to give a quick shout out here for Blade to all her clan members. Shout out to her entire Coil clan for their support. As they've been around for quite a while, and I know Blade favors their opinion quite heavily, so props to you guys. I see Undyne's. Undine. She's hanging out with us today. Evil Dobie's in the house. The house. Who else is hanging out with us today? Still working on a video. I know I sort of promised some of you guys a video of the bomb exploding. Hey, there's Dragone. There's Dragone. The stinger, it's not meow, it's meak. The AVI. I'm working on getting an AVI done of the bomb and what actually happens. I think we may actually have to go in there and tweak the CVAR settings. So, oh, Dean. Oh, my. Oh, God. Which one works better? actually have to go in there and tweak the settings to make the bomb explode in like 15 seconds. Because by default, give me a shout, you ass. Yeah. Shout, ass. By default, round time limits are going to be 2 minutes. Of course, that is up to the server admin. The bomb fuse is going to be 45 seconds. The default defuse time is going to be 15 seconds. Meak! All three of those can be configured to your liking. Actually, the server admin's liking. Personally, I think we should go with a 3-minute time limit for each round, but that's just me. What can I say, right? I know they've talked about it, and they've been using 2 minutes, 45 seconds, and 15 seconds for quite a while. So, you know, maybe they'll change, maybe they won't. But, again, it's completely up to the server admin as to how they want to configure their server. And, you know, when it comes to league play, clan base may do something different than Stronger Than All. And Cal, well, screw Cal. They don't even have Urban Terror anymore. Their admin quit. So, I didn't say that, did I? Yeah, you know what? I actually just did say that. Also, the new negative has encumbrance. What is encumbrance? Well, that means when you move, you burn stamina much faster. So don't expect to go strafing across. Don't expect to go strafing across the new UT Casa and expect to have any stamina left, because you're going to be dead at tired by the time you get to the opposite side. As the negative will and is the only weapon that will actually take off stamina much more fastly, even when you run, even when you run. So, yeah, Evil Toby, go tell Cal. I could really care less. Quick shout-out to Thunder. He says, can you do a shout-out to the Conclave and tell them to stop playing DOD and get Urban Terror? You know, did you notice last night, for those of you who actually listened to the interview, that he called it Day of Destruction and not Day of Defeat? Oops. I wasn't going to correct him on that, but I figured everybody knew what they meant by DOD. Anyway, that's that Half-Life mod. Yeah, whatever. We did just recently post some information about the new game mode, the Bomb Defuse game mode. This is something that we've actually been, believe it or not, developing since pre-beta 2. Doobie-doobie-doo. Where's that penguin? Doobie-doobie-doo. But no, seriously. Bomb Defuse was something we were working on for the beta 2 release. I can remember Apoxel coding it, and we were basically using Uptown as our map. We didn't have a bomb. We did have a bomb spot, but at that time, we just really didn't have the resources to bring together and actually do what we're doing now. I mean, at the time, Dragone wasn't on the team, so we didn't have somebody who was really leading the mappers. God, did I just say he's leading something? He's a leading vote getter, being an ass. How's that, Drag? No, I'm kidding. He's actually done a hell of a lot of work in coordinating all the mappers and keeping them all updated. That is something we didn't have, actually, for the Beta 2 release. Thus, when we decided to finally can the bomb mode at Beta 2, it was probably all for the better, because a bad bomb mode probably would not have gone very far. I mean, look at Follow the Leader. Now, personally, I think Follow the Leader is a great game mode. It's enjoyable, it's fun, it's fast, and if you know how to play, you can really rack up the points very quickly. Unfortunately, people seem to think that it's Team Survivor. Go out and shoot everybody. That's not the case. The point of the game mode is to get your leader to the opposing team's flag as quickly as possible before the opposing team gets to yours. I mean, that scores you 5 points. Why do you want to kill the other team and get, what, 1 point? Or, you know, kill their leader but not, you know. So, it just frustrates me. Idiots. Learn the instructions. Learn how to play the goddamn game mode. You know, I did have like 3 cups of coffee. And I'm glad I didn't have my rock star, my party like a rock star caffeinated 32-ounce drink, or else I'd be, you know, really wired, but I'm not. Yeah, and going back to Drake here, as I said, I do want to give him props, because he has done a considerable amount of work, not only on updating his maps and finishing his maps and adding 2 new maps, Oil Rig being one of them, and Filtration being the other, but he's gone back and he's been the one who's updated a lot of the older maps. Ricochet, for example, he's been working on UT Swim, which, yeah, I know, we had a huge debate about UT Swim, because Crazy Butcher said in an example that it was not going to be included, and everybody flew off the handle saying, oh my god, I don't believe it, UT Swim's not going to be included, I love that map, it's my favorite map, I play it all the time, yada yada yada. Well, you know what, you show me a league that plays UT Swim. Stay doesn't. Clan base doesn't. Funny how that works, huh? And you know, we're told so many times, well, you don't listen to the clan gamers. Well, you know what? We are listening to the clan the clan gangbangers. No, the clan gamers. And do they play Swim? No. OGL doesn't count. Did I say that? No, I didn't say that. OGL does count. But what I'm saying is that's more of a ladder. Those maps are chosen by the teams. Well, actually, clan base is chosen by the teams, too. You know what I'm saying. Screw it. Anyway. OGL does count. I was just kidding. But it's rarely a map. It's rarely a map you see played. That's what I'm trying to get at. I don't want Jaster to kill me because Jaster's a good friend of mine. So, yes, I know OGL counts. I was joking. It's like using Swim not being included as an example. Read between the fucking lines, okay? Oh, my webcam, you can get to it at www.swoned.com/cam.htm. And that is a zero. Muff, it seems I can't do jack shit on this. And Evil Dobby, it doesn't matter if you're recording it, because you know what? I'm recording it, too. I record all my showcasts. How about I dig something up from the archives here for you? This is kind of funny. This is a shoutcast Van Silly and I were doing, and we were trying to pronounce this one guy's name. Check this out.
Our admin of the match today is Totoro.
Totoro Dolatentro.
Thank you. See, so I'm not the only one who has problems with names. Van Silly also has problems with names, so... That was just one of those funny things that we did. Yeah, 9! Yeah, Mr. CGB loves my shirt. That's right. You know, funny thing, I actually went to Guitar Center today. It's basically a pro audio store. They have guitars and drums and shit like that. But they also have a lot of pro audio gear. So I walk in and I'm returning my hum eliminator that didn't work. Doesn't matter what a hum eliminator is. I'm returning a piece of equipment that I couldn't get working on my setup here. So I walk in there and the girl behind the counter as you walk in says, what does your shirt mean? I said, well, it means exactly what it says. It says 9. It means no. She says, so what is that? I said, well, it's actually a girl's bunch of girl gamers who got together, and that's their slogan, 9. I showed her the back, and it's got like a little flower on the back of it. No, not a Hummer eliminator. I bring me the Hummers, but I don't need the eliminator part. Thunder, you know what? I can't find that. If I could find it, I would play it because that is the greatest sounder and it fits me to a T. So anyways, I'm talking to this girl, a little Vietnamese girl or Oriental persuasion of some sort. I can't tell if she's Vietnamese, Korean, Japanese, whatever, but, you know, and this dude walks up and he's looking at my shirt, you know, and I can see what they're thinking. They're thinking, oh, we got an Aryan guy in here. This guy's like Heil Hitler and, you know, he doesn't like black people. Well, you know, that's not actually the case. You know, and every time I wear the shirt, I have to explain what the hell it means. 9. Well, what does your shirt mean? Well, it means no. Well, yeah, I know that, but what does it mean? You know, and then you have to try explaining about online gaming and clans and, you know, you get clans and my shaved head and the shirt going. And you know what? I guess all the signs lead to Oz is like an Aryan dude who's out to get everybody, you know? So what if my favorite movie is so what if my favorite movie is like Romper Stomper? It's all good, right? No, I'm kidding. So I had to explain the shirt and the shaved head and, you know, all that stuff. But now what was I talking about? Because you know what? I forgot. I got sidetracked. Oh, we were talking about maps. That's right. So some of the maps, I know I dropped a piece last night here on the interview. So I'm pulling it up now on my other computer here. UT support. Right now, we're probably planning to have in the neighborhood of, oh, I would say 20 to 22 maps. As looks like I currently have about 12 levels, and there's at least 8 new levels. Actually, I should say levels that are new or being replaced, for example, streets. The old streets, sorry, gone. Not being included. Streets 2 is going to be the new updated version of that map. That's just one example, though. They're basically going to be broken down into categories, and when you actually get the release, it's not going to say, okay, here's category A, B, C, and D. This is just how we're categorizing them so we can sort of keep them straight. But you're basically going to have a group that's Team Survivor, Team Deathmatch, because those game modes are similar, and you can actually play the game modes on the same map. But now we actually have a little twist of that with the creation of the funk wall for those mappers out there, those level designers. That's actually a piece like in UT Rommel that you can actually open and close like a door or a gate or something. You put a wall between an opening so you can't use it for that game mode. So technically, Team Survivor, Team Deathmatch does go together here. Some of those maps that were grouped into that category right now, Abbey or Abbey 2, that's the updated one. UT Casa, UT Mines, Streets 2, and Turnpike. Those are five of the maps that we feel are Team Survivor type maps. You also have CTF, Capture the Flag, Docks, which Drag, I think somebody had a question about the flag on Docks or it has to be moved or something like that. Talk to Blade, she may know about it. I forgot who mentioned that to me. Riyadh, UT Riyadh by .exe. Sorry, that map is not being updated. It is going to stay as is. I don't think we actually have the map file anymore. We'd probably have to get a hold of Dot and see if we could get the map file and possibly do some changing up on that. But right now, I mean, that map's pretty good. I think those out there who play CTF actually like playing CTF on that map because it is wide open. A lot of sniper fire in that game. So you homers who like using the SR8 to World's End, feel free, use it. UT Rommel, another CTF-type map. Although, see, that map could actually go down in the Team Survivor category. But there's been some more updates to Rommel, as it's called. I know Rabid Cow, Blade Killer, Barbecue, and a plethora of other people have been working on UT Rommel. UT Sands. Now, here's a map that I'm sure we wish that we could update. Is Sands too big? Yeah, it's way too big, especially since Urban Terror features no vehicles. And what did I just say? I just said we are leaving Riyadh. It's a good map. Ondine. Ondine. What does HOI stand for, Ondine? Please tell me. Sands, one of those maps that probably should be updated because it is rather large. But again, we don't have the map file for that, so chances are that will be included and it'll pretty much stay as a CTF map. And lastly, Twin Lakes, probably one of the best looking maps ever, any game I've ever seen. Rabbit Cow has just done a tremendous job on the feel of that map. You check out the skybox. I remember when he had the skybox in there, he had it snowing and then he had clouds moving overhead. Just looked awesome. Granted, some of you really don't care about the actual ambiance of a map. You just want to drop it into vertex mode and turn the gamma up and go play with your night vision goggles on. So, you know what? Be my guest. We also have the bomb defuse mode maps. Some of those maps that we have been using and testing on. Village 2. It's probably gotten the most testing. Hoi is a word that can be used in many situations. Example. You say, I'm getting laid tonight. I say, hoi to that. I want to get laid tonight. What does that get me? Anything? Muff, don't get ahead of yourself here. I'm working on that. Village 2 is one of the maps that will be primarily a bomb defuse game mode. Revolution, I mean, Revolution. My all-time favorite map is making a return. Revolution, our flagship map of Beta 2 coming back here. Queen Bee, Dragoon's. Can I say ball and chain drag, or will she kill me? Actually, Dragoon's wife has been working on that, so Queen Bee has been working on updating Revolution, but I still feel that was a map way before its time, way ahead of its time here. So be sure to check that one out. Sanctuary by Barbecue, that's another level that's been updated. Multiple routes now in and out of each bomb site. UT Crenshaw by Invis, probably, I say this about every map, but another excellent looking map. He's done a lot of work on that. Granted, he almost got jacked up in Crenshaw in the LA up here in East LA or West LA or in the wrong part of town, basically where he was. And some guy rolled up on him wanting his camera. But all his graffiti in there is original graffiti. He actually took that off walls. And, you know, that's one of the nice things about Los Angeles is that I can go out and around the corner and, you know what, I can get graffiti to my heart's content. But I don't want to do that. And another one, a Drug Lord 3 has been used as a primary bomb defuse game mode. Now, some of these maps can... Oh, and the last category, we have new additions, or popular, if you want to call it that. Filtration, as I said, that's a new level by Dragoon. Nimrod, we really haven't featured many shots of Nimrod. I believe Dick Dastardly did post some screenshots over on silicon-ice.com, our team website. You have to check his .plan file. And you know what? I'm actually going to do that right now. Check that out here. Da-da-da. Sid Longin. I just updated all my links on my websites. Everything's nice and clean. Got my porn in one section. Got my DVDs in another. I am rocking and a-rolling. As that's a little... Here it goes. It's loading up now. Dick Dastardly. Yeah, he actually does have three shots of Nimrod and a couple of Casa, but the Casa ones are probably going to change. Nimrod, you can check those shots out. As I said, Dick has done a masterful job on this level. All the textures, just very impressive, so you can check it out. That's over on our team site. But that's another new map. Offshore, another one by Dragoon. I believe he's almost finished with it. Aren't you, Dragoon? I think. And I know if I tell him he needs new textures, he'll probably call me an ass. But offshore, it's an oil rig. I think we've only featured maybe one shot of that one. UT Precinct by Wetwire, that's been a level that we've had sort of in hiding since like the release of, I don't know, 2.3, maybe 2.4. Wetwire, as you know, now working for 4D Rulers down in Australia. Really hasn't done too much work on it, but Precinct, again, very high-quality map. Hopefully the gameplay is okay on it. Again, that'll probably be a team survivor, team deathmatch type map. I don't think CTF or Bomb Defuse would work very well on it. And the last one, Sweet Nuts of Raven Software, Siberia. That's a snow-covered map for those of you who have never seen it. We have featured a couple screenshots, and that really looks like a kick-ass map. And sort of picture it like a figure eight, you know? It's sort of circular, that type of layout, but you got a couple routes in between each upper and lower sections. If you're looking at my cam, I make a funny hand signals here. Wave off! Wave off! No, I'm kidding. So those are just some of the maps that we're working on. There are some other maps currently in testing. As I pull up the QA site here. Oh, damn it, gonna have to log in. Hold on. God. Who coded this goddamn QA site? Oh. Some other information. He says, Dragoon's telling me filtration is more CTF than anything else. Yeah, and like I was saying, some of the maps right now can be played in different game modes. We just basically put them in grouping. So I'm not saying that filtration can't be used for other game modes. It's primarily going to be a CTF map, but these are those last five maps I listed: Filtration, Nimrod, Offshore Precinct, and Siberia. Those are new maps. They could basically go in some of these categories if we wanted to toss them in there. Like Dragoon said in a PM to me, Filtration could be dropped into CTF. Nimrod could be dropped into probably Bomb Defuse. Siberia, CTF or Bomb Defuse. Precinct, TDM, TS. So some of them, yeah, I got a lot of bookmarks. Spam me your favorite bookmark. Send me a private message. So sort of how we're working on that. Some of the other maps here, as I go back to the QA site, Village 2, Dick has actually updated Golgotha, and that's another one of my favorite maps here. He says beta is basically unchanged from the original, apart from the addition of the bomb mode support and a few cosmetic tweaks. He's aware of some other things that need tweaking, but at this stage he's mainly interested in getting some feedback on how the bomb mode plays. So, you know, one of the problems that map has had is that you spawn right on top of the flags in CTF. offshore. Pick a mode. Pick a game mode. Any game mode. But he still has quite a bit of stuff to do on Golgotha 2. He's got to fix some texture alignments on the grass, lighten the trees, redecorate the office, replace the ambushing and cops with actual models. You know, you walk around that corner there near the red flag and you get shot up. That's great. That was so ahead of its time. Fix some hints, some hint brushes, edit some location tags. He's already added some different vehicles in there. So Golgotha 2 coming along, and chances are if that is finished, that could also be included. So I need some more water. My water is just about out here. No Sierra Nevada today, but you know what? I always sponsor my show by Sierra Nevada. Pale Ale, the only beer for me. So I'm going to step away here, get something to drink. Going to go back in the 80s here. Little AC/DC, Shot Down in Flames. Sounds like me. We'll be right back. Apple sucks. And that is what I usually do to your suggestions in the forums. Shot Down in Flames, little AC/DC right here on the unofficial Underground Urban Radio with Oswald today. You do that, hoy. So it's Oswald back with you here. As sort of banging along here, about an hour into it, and I think we're having a good time. Hopefully you guys are sort of kicking back and trying to give you guys some information as to what we're up to. I know everybody basically wants basically wants a release date, which is coming. Believe me, it is coming. July could be a very good month. And actually, July is going to be a very good month. Why? Because I'm going to a LAN in Colorado Springs. Second time in the last 2 years that I've been to it. It's called Everland, everland.net. And actually, that's where I actually met Hornet OSX and Wicked Sicky Poo last year, along with Tommy from Geekwares. Those of you who might have purchased a T-shirt from Tommy, geekwares.com, GEEKWEARZ.com. He's the man who does our shirts, our stickers, our fleece pullovers, you name it, he's got it. And you know what? Go over there and buy something. I'm going to try to get a deal on shirts for everybody for our release. Unfortunately, I think that only pertains to those of you in North America. But if you really want a shirt, you can email me, oswaldurbanterror.net, and I'll see if I can sort of swing a deal for you and try to send it out to you. But Everland, as I said, very cool, was there last year. And this year, guaranteed to be a very good time. Unfortunately, I'm only going to be there in my capacity. I'm not going to be there for TS. And the event actually takes place on July 5th and 6th. I'm going to be coming into town probably in the afternoon of the 3rd. So, Hornet, if you're there, the afternoon of the 3rd. They're going to be playing 5-on-5 Counter-Strike. They're going to have a 2v2 Raven Shield tournament, a 1v1 Unreal Tournament 2003. Same thing with CTF, a 5-on-5 Battlefield 1942, Rocket Arena 1-on-1, StarCraft 1-on-1, Command & Conquer Generals 1-on-1, and, of course, the Case Modification Contest, which I will be a judge of again, and the Mountain Dew Livewire Competition. So that's just some of the things happening at this year's event. Sponsored by AMD and ATI. You're going to get some XP2800s and some ATI Radeon 9800 Pros. So check that out. That's the website for Geekwares, geekwares.com. But I'm looking forward to this event. Had a great time last year, and hopefully this year I'll be able to actually stay a little bit longer. I know I sort of bugged out last year before... before I said goodbye to anybody, and I sort of turned in early a couple of nights. But I'm looking forward to it this year. I'm going to try to give a quick talk on modding or Urban Terror development, things like that. And, you know, if people are out there and we haven't released it yet, if we haven't released it yet, who knows? Maybe we'll release Beta 3 that weekend, but I doubt it just because, you know what? It's really too hard to coordinate a release when I'm actually not in front of my computers here and doing what I need to do in order to... get that release out to you. And, you know, as you know, that's actually when I get busy. I basically sit here and, you know, I sort of have my feet up. I'm on the back of the car, you know, hands back like this. And, you know, the team's doing all the work to get us to the release. But actually when the release gets here, that's basically when I kick into action. And, you know, I secure all the FTP sites. I send out the news to 20 or 30 different websites out there. You know, I try to coordinate the radio show and actually do a pre-release party, as we don't want to actually do the release party and release at the same time because that becomes a real bitch. Just too much happening because everybody's sitting there spamming you. When's it going to be released? What time is it going to be released? So when we actually give you a release day, it's actually going to have a time, and the radio show will end 1 hour before it's actually released. So I can have an hour to sort of coordinate everything I need to coordinate before... before we actually give you that release. So, Hornet, looking forward to hanging with you and Wicked again this year at Everland. Hope to see you guys there. Hopefully you're not working. And thank God there's going to be no snow this time. Of course, I made it out there last year. What was it doing? It was freaking snowing. So, some of the other things, as we said, a lot of the maps have been updated. Most notably, Village 2. Actually, let's step back here. UT Casa. Everybody enjoys UT Casa. Is it overplayed? Sure, I'll give you that. It's overplayed, just like DE Dusty is for Counter-Strike. It's played damn near on every server. And funny thing was, for Clan Base, we were on a streak there where we were playing the same two maps every match. Casa and Abbey. Casa, Abbey. Abbey, Casa. And then Sweden comes along and throws Turnpike in there, right? Anyway, UT Casa, a very good team survivor map. It's a good size. It's got a great layout. fast gaming action on that level. But we've now opened it up for bomb mode and CTF, actually. And the nice thing about it, I was talking about the funk walls. That's that entity, I guess you can call it, command, whatever you want to do, whatever the level designers call it, that you can actually use in a map file to close off a wall, a door, an area for a specific game mode. So that's actually going to help us in a map like UT Casa, because now you'll still be able to play that classic UT Casa like you've known here since it was originally released, but you're now going to be able to play CTF on it in Bomb, which is very cool because I know a lot of people have actually asked about that time and time again. Dick Dastardly been doing a lot of the updates here as Sweet Nuts, sort of been looking over his shoulder to make sure everything's going the way he envisions them, the way he hopes it would be played. So between those two, I'm sure UT Casa is going to come out right where it needs to come out. You guys really going to dig UT Casa. Another level, as I'm going through my notes here. I'm looking. I guess some of the information about bomb defuse mode, as we posted on the website. See, some of this is old because I already posted this. Red team will always be the attacking team. Blue team will always defend. The recommended, well, actually, the default time limit for a round is going to be 2 minutes. Hopefully, server admins see fit to maybe bump that up by a minute. I think 3 minutes is a good time because 2 minutes, really, when you think about it, 2 minutes is the round time. It's going to take the bomb 45 seconds to go off. So now that only gives you, what, a minute, 15 seconds to get this thing planted. So basically, you're going to screw around for probably 15 seconds. So by the time you get around to the bomb site, you're going to have 1 minute. Now you got to get that bomb planted in 1 minute, and it's just tough. Even if the time goes out and the bomb hasn't been defused, the defending team will still have an opportunity. They're going to have to defuse that bomb before it blows up, or they're going to lose a round. So we'll have to see how that plays out. One player on the it'll be a randomly selected player spawning with the bomb on the initial round, and once the bomb carrier is killed, then another red team member, I believe, will end up with the bomb, and then it'll cycle through the team. They tried to explain that to me, and I don't think I got it right. But basically, if you want to drop the bomb, you can, and give it up to somebody else, you can drop it. There's two bomb sites, A and B. They're marked on the mini-map. Right now, we have a red pulsating marker that shrinks and expands. See, somebody lied to me, DeGrand. They told me it was 45 seconds, not 30 seconds, 45 seconds. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, sorry. I'm the ass there. Yes, you're right. You're exactly right. I still think 3 minutes. But that is why all three of those variables are being made server-side CVAR, so the server admins can figure out what they want to run. Thunder asking me a question here for those server admins out there. Is there going to be an actual early release for servers? Well, you know what? I'm going to invite some of the server admins into an IRC channel once we get close. Hoy on that, Ondine. I can't wait for bomb either. Once we get closer to release, I'll set up a channel for server admins specifically. Invite a couple in. Thunder, I'm sure you'll be there. A giant black dude, Ghost from FSK, both those guys will be there. We'll try to get some of the servers updated. So you actually have somewhere to play. I love you too, Blade. I actually have somewhere to play when it's released. So don't worry about that. We got you covered. Last time I just ran out of time. It gets really, 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 really. I forgot the word I'm looking for. Damn. Hectic. That's what I'm looking for. Really hectic. Come release day. So that's why something has to give, and unfortunately last release it was the server admins getting the shaft from Oz. Yes, I'm kidding. So yeah, you guys got the shaft because I could multitask like 20 items at once. Sorry, but we'll try it again and see if I can actually multitask this time and actually get you guys the files you need. But as usual, we are planning on it, so hopefully you guys can plan on that as well. What else? To arm the bomb, you actually select it from inventory, press the fire button, and a little animation will go there, guy working on the bomb, and it automatically drops The bomb is armed. And from that point on, you have X amount of seconds till it goes off. And as you see on the UrbanTerror.net website, that the defuse is actually denoted by little mini bomb icons. So as it goes across, they become less and less and less and less. And hopefully you defuse it before you go boom, or else you're going to be gibbed. It's going to be awesome. All new bomb effect, that's like the most impressive thing out there. One of those screenshots actually on UrbanTerror.net is right after the bomb exploded, too. I'm checking which one it is. It looks a little bit brighter. It's the first row on the right side where you see the remnants of the bomb. The reason that looks so bright, like Oswald doesn't know how to play or he's got like his gamma jacked up, is because that's part of the effect of the bomb. So it's not actually that bright in game, but that's what happens when a bomb blows up. You'll just have to wait and see. I say meak. What else do we have for you today? New bomb models, new bomb animations. We're also going to have a match mode. And if you are playing in non-match mode, I believe it's non-match mode, after half the time passes, teams are going to switch sides. So the blue team will become the red team, red team will become blue team, and you guys will go on either offense or defense. So it's kind of cool. Have to wait and check that out. Still working, as I said, on getting that AVI up. I know a lot of you want to see what the bomb explosion looks like. I don't think we can get an update today. I just don't have enough time today. New skins, Blade Killer, as you've seen her skins already, red and blue team. Miles also has some updated skins that we've been using on UT Docs. I'll try to get some screenshots of those here in a day or so. You know, maybe if I get really, really bored tonight, I'll update the website again. But I doubt it. I got a lot of new DVDs to watch. The hell Spellbinder got webcams for? So we're checking the webcams. Ah, I see. We got the Bluey cam going. Right. There's Drag Smile. Hi, my name's Drag. Smile, Bluey, smile. Oh, now she's not smiling. Smile. Oh, she turned away. Damn her. So. Sorry, I'm still going through my notes. You know what? Let me take inventory of what I need here. As I'm looking for one other thing that you guys might like, and I still can't find it. What the hell did I do with that? Funny, I thought it'd be so much more organized when I actually got a server, but you know what? That is not the case. As I got shit in like every directory here, and God knows where I stick things. Don't take it like that. I know where I stick things, but I'm trying to find out where I put some of this stuff. So I'm going to queue up another tune here as I open up my Winamp. Going to back to the 80s here. Little slip of the tongue with Faster Pussycat.
We got a special version of the song we're going to do for the first time tonight. Kicking back on the range, you know, and I was contemplating with my buddy Tex and his buddy Red. I had to dress for the occasion. We were sitting on the range and we were just talking about a little pussy. You guys ever sit with your buddies and sometimes talk about a little pussy? I said, there ain't nothing better than a little fast pussy.
We had a reinterpreted picture busted in my brain. With all this deepest talk and here now. When you're blue, you had to do the bad.
Ain't that the truth? With a slip of a tongue, you could be in deep shit. So watch watch where you slip that tongue. Hey, it's Oswald back here, the little Faster Pussycat. Sorry, one of those 80s bands that I really dig. Faster Pussycat, you know, give me the leather pants, the teased hair, a little mascara, and Oz is set to rock and roll. I could be the lead singer for the Steel Dragons for all I know, huh? Anyway, we're back. Got a nutritious balanced bar and some water in my stomach. Get in my stomach! So we're back here. We will be distributing the files early to FTP sites, and let's see if we can actually get it right for once where a website does not make the files available early. I think that's happened like the last two or three times that we've actually released. But, you know, shit happens, and what can I say? People continue to ask about, what is it, BitTorrent? I guess it's sort of like a peer-to-peer type downloading thing. We're not actually doing anything with that. We're probably going to have in the neighborhood, I would say, 15 to 20 FTP sites out there that are going to be offering Urban Terror 3. So I really don't think anybody's going to have any sort of a problem getting the new files. So if you guys want to host your own, feel free. And if you feel that you should be on either the admin list or the FTP list, get your email in early, oswaldplanetquake.com, and I will add your name to the list. And by emailing me, that does not guarantee you that you will get the release early. And only send me one email, because chances are I'm not going to answer. I won't answer until I actually have the IRC channel up and running, and I start inviting admins and hosts in who are going to actually get the files early. We've also committed to getting a zip file, an installer version for 3.0. Aphex Twin is going to be working on that for us again. We already have the art done, and he's actually just waiting on the word from us as to when we're done, and we can get that up for you. As I said, release party, we will have it. It'll take place right here, Pound Urban Terror on ETG. Probably also over on Pound TSN. Hopefully you guys can break the sort of figures that we had for, I think it was 2.5, something. I think that was the time we almost took down the TSN servers. We had something like 900 people tuned in. Just awesome. 1,400 people divided into like two channels. So, hopefully we see that sort of support here for Beta 3. I think we will. I think it'll be, again, the best release. And, you know, people continue to hit me on that. Oz, you say that about every release. Well, yeah, A, because I'm the PR guy, so I have to say that because it's my job. But this time, as I said, I mean, it's been, what, 4.5 months now that we've been working on 3.0. QA testing has been unbelievable. The coders, our three-headed dragon here, has been outstanding. 27 density and high C. They've been doing multiple builds a night. It's just amazing. We ended, I think we went through three builds in the last 24 hours. We had 36A, 36B, and I believe we're on 37 now. And I would not be surprised if we're at 38 by tonight here. So, you know, it's a team effort, and everybody's doing their part here except Drag. So we're having a good time. Looking forward to the release party, and we'll be hitting up and getting the thoughts here of some of the gamers, or excuse me, some of the team members on Ventrilo. You like how I blew right by that, Drag? I'm kidding. You know that. Yeah. Hi, Wicked. So, you know, we'll try to actually get a coder on Ventrilo who actually talks. Very hard to do because coders don't like to talk. They can code, but they don't like to talk for some reason. I just don't get it. But I'll be interviewing a few people from the development team. Maybe get some QA guys in there. We'll have to see how it all plays out. But, you know, I'm sure some of you would like to hear about it. And actually, you guys don't want to hear about it. You just want the damn release. Just give us a release. But seriously, Beta 3.0 is going to be the best release ever. We've actually been looking at what we've done in the past, both right and wrong. People continue to say 2.3 and 1.27 were the two best versions released. Although I don't think you can really compare 1.27 to Beta 3 just because during the 1.x phase, there is no stamina. Basically, you could bunny hop all you want. Compare it to more like Action Quake. That's actually what 1.27 was. It was like Action Quake. So, damn, that's all I have, Spell. 25 people want to really care what I say. I'm going to start insulting people. You think that'll get them on the air? Who can we insult? Oh, you know who the first person I want to insult is? Animal Mother. My God, have you seen this guy? Talk about a spammer. You know, I thought George was bad. I thought Fedorka, whatever his name is, Rod and Todd were bad. Oh, my God. This guy has, what, like 800 posts in a month? Holy shit. Why? What is so imperative that you have to tell us? Nothing. Nothing at all. Go idle and pound True Combat because I see you over there shit-talking Urban Terror all the time. Yeah, don't think I don't see you because I'm sitting in pound True Combat. Yes, I am. Believe it or not. He's named himself Animal Pimp over in Pound True Combat. That is hilarious. Although, you know what? I don't... You can insult me as... Nah, I don't want to insult you, Acceleration. I can be an ass. I'll admit it. I can be a real dickhead sometimes. I do have a couple of scripts that run now and then in Pound Urban Terror that basically kick people when they say True Combat. But you know what? I've actually been talking to Akrid. He's one of the two coders, one of the two development team members from True Combat. You know what? Dude's cool as hell. 27 and I have been talking to him, and very good guy. We like him. And we all sort of agree that, you know, it's not the development teams have nothing against each other. We have the utmost respect for what we do. And Acceleration's an ass. And, you know, we both have mods that have been fairly successful. Theirs is much smaller than ours in terms of team size and in terms of, you know, what we've done to it. And their mod's actually quite different from Urban Terror. But nonetheless, it's actually the communities who end up clashing. And, you know, that's one of those rules that we sort of, unofficial rules that we have in Pound Urban Terror that I guess people learn the hard way is that, you know, talk about Urban Terror. Why bring up True Combat and get everybody's panties into a bunch, especially mine and, you know. But seriously, I'm hanging out in True Combat now, and believe it or not, I'm actually pointing to the True Combat logo on my desktop here. It's just above Urban Terror, just below Raven Shield. So I have been playing it. I've only played it one time, to be honest. I really haven't gotten too much into it, and I got pwned when I went in there because, shit, I didn't know what I was doing. First thing I said, where the fuck are my crosshairs? Oh, I guess you don't get crosshairs. And then I threw the weapon into iron sights, and I'm running around there, and freaking people are shooting at me. I'm going, oh, my God, I don't know where these shots are coming from. Next thing I know, I'm laying on the ground. So True Combat, you know, props to Akrid and his boys over there in Games at a Pound at True Combat for their mod, because they really have done a good job on it. So just wanted to get that off my chest, that there is no bad blood between the development teams. Hopefully the communities live up to the same. That still does not mean Animal Mother, or shall we call him Animal Pimp right now, is not a little pansy. Oh, Animal Pimp. You know, he would be excited just because we're talking about him, right? Oh, Oswald's talking about me. Yeah. No, actually, we're making fun of you. You're categorized into that same group as George. See, now, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about from Dark in our QA channel. Why even say that? Great, it's too slow, but that doesn't mean it sucks, does it? No. Yes, Akrid used to be the coder for WFA. I mean, you know, if you're going to say a game sucks, and quantify it or qualify it with something. It sucks for me because it's too slow. I don't like the weapons. They don't feel good. The maps just don't fit my style of play. But just to come out and say, it sucks, really, you know. Same thing with Urban Terror. Hey, if it sucks, great. Tell me what sucks about it, and we'll look into changing it. Yeah, right. We won't. Pwned! Reed, no, I'm not drunk. I have been alcohol-free for, 2 weeks now. Why do you think I've lost 28 pounds? Woohoo! No beer. Oswald doing it again. Now my shoulder hurts. So, click on my radio notes here. So I just wanted to get that off my chest. I have no problems with True Combat. And like I said, they even had me opt in their channel for a while, believe it or not. It's kind of funny. I could have fucking owned their channel. Ah! All these people coming and saying, no, wait, why is that Oswald Urban Terror? Why is he opt? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't care. So back to my notes. File size, we've already touched on that. 150, probably closer to 200 megs. Modem users, guess what? You're fucked because we're not making a smaller version. So get something like GitWrite or one of those programs that you can actually download overnight with. A beer will fix up my shoulder. Yeah, and a couple shots of tequila too, right? I still have to work out. I can't be drinking quite yet, but maybe tonight. Blade Killer and Miles have both been skinning quite madly. Blade Killer, as you know, splitting time not only between skinning, but managing QA. I don't want to say babysitting, right, Blade? That's not the right term. Managing, that's a better word. Managing QA. She's basically kept everybody in check here, kept everybody up to date on the latest happenings, things that aren't going on, things that are good that QA likes, things that are bad that we should possibly look at changing. I'm sure I'm going to get owned here in just a minute in the QA channel. Oh, well. Guys, I'm just kidding. You know that. Of course only good tequila. What do you mean, good tequila? Give me, that's the only type of tequila I drink, security. Shit, see, now you got me sidetracked again. Oh, yeah, Blade and QA. So she's been basically handling that day in and day out on top of her skinning, which is just been marvelous. Some of the best skinning that I've seen here for Urban Terror in a long time. Couple that with Miles' new skins, and you guys are going to be set to go. No longer do you have the armbands. Although, and I got to get a picture of this on the website too. The armbands are you're actually going to have an armband, believe it or not. If you're a medic, it looks pretty cool, too. You got a little white armband with a red cross on there. Oh. I don't have any love handles, Dad. I got rid of them. Why do you think I dropped from 210 down to 183, bitch? So, see, now that, you know what's going to happen. I'm going to go out to Colorado Springs, and Hornet's going to make me eat and drink. You watch. I'm going to come back like 10 pounds heavier. Damn, you guys keep making me lose my spot here. I forgot what I was talking about. QA. Oh, yes, the armbands. Thank you. So no longer do you have a backpack because you have an armband. And actually, it actually sticks out more than, and I think the QA guys will agree with me, it actually sticks out more on the arm than it does as a backpack on the back. Right, guys? Somebody agree with me. Armbands are up for bomb and medics and bomb dudes. Bitch. Yeah, thanks. Oh, you know what? Spellbinder, thank you for saying that. Chances are I am not going to be going to QuakeCon this year. Sorry. I have other things that are taking priority in life, and unfortunately QuakeCon is probably going to be out of the question. Hotel room has not been canceled yet, but I don't think I'm going to be going. Something else is coming up that weekend, the 15th through 17th, and I won't be there. Be shoutcasting something else, and then unfortunately that's not going to be QuakeCon. I wish it were, and I'm sure a lot of people wish it were, but not going to happen. So if you're going to QuakeCon, enjoy it, and hook up with Invis and Illogical and those guys, as they're going to be having an Urban Terror tournament at QuakeCon in the BYOC. I'm sure you'll also hook up with Kostian. I'm sure he's going to be there. And if you demon, you can kick the living shit out of him, okay? No, I'm kidding. He was there last year. He got coned, but, you know, yeah, sure. And I'm sure this will get back to him, and he's going to come whining to me like he usually does. Oh, well. It's my show, right? Thank you. Come on, nobody's ever said anything bad about Sid before, right? I'm kidding. I'm not even going to go there. That's in the past. What's happened is done. It's forgotten. We move on. So what else do you want to know? I'll open the floor up to you guys. If there's any questions that you want to answer, feel free to send me a private message. I am on ETG, Pound Urban Terror. You can find me as Sid Oswald. I am one of the ops up in that channel. So fire away. I'm going to take another break here, get another song out of the way. And that song is going to be, I don't know, what do you want it to be? What sounds good to you? Somebody give me something to play here, and I'm going to get it on here. You know what? For NLC, I'm going to play a little Metallica here. I know he wants to hear Metallica, so a little Metallica on here for No Leaf Clover. Give me a moment. 1990s. Go to the M section, and we have Megadeth. How can I not have any Metallica in the 90s? Give me a break. Oh, yeah. Ah, it's filling time with dead air again. I wonder if I have a Metallica folder. Shit. See, there's Metallica right there. Oh, how about... Here we go. A little No Leaf Clover. Ain't that a bitch? Guess what? MP3 ends early. Guess what? I didn't know that. Oh, well, it doesn't really matter. So what else do we have going on here? Oh, I'm trying to think. Somebody asked me, are those DVDs in the background? Yes, they are. Almost 500 of them, if you care to know. But you can go to guzzlefish.com and type in Oswald, and you can see my entire collection right there. Yeah, that last song, a little Metallica there. No Leaf Clover going out to No Leaf Clover of Clan Triad. Hooked up with him, was it last month when I was in Philadelphia? Had to drive down to dirty old New Jersey. But no, seriously, we hooked up at the Triad Land. No Leaf Clover there, Dragon, Queen Bee, Spellbinder, 625, just to name a few. Had a good time there. Was with MF Doom that night. Also hooked up with Captain Porno, who's a trip. Dude is just a trip. You should have seen him. Was it the night I got there? I think it was the night I got there. We went out to this bar. You know, and unlike California, every bar out there, fucking everybody smokes. And, you know, just stinks. Anyways, dude had a bar bill of like $50 just by himself. His bar bill, $50. And this girl and her boyfriend are playing darts in this little room that was just off the main bar. One pool table in there, a couple TVs in opposite corners. And dude is getting down and funky like he's, you know, doing the white man's dance with the overbite thing going, just looking like a trip. And I don't think the guy had a clue what was going on. But, you know, we hooked up with him, hooked up with Frag and Newbie and all 6'5" of the giant black dude. A giant black dude. I actually stayed at his crib. I stayed at the giant black dude's crib. We shot big-ass guns. No, seriously, I actually got to shoot a shotgun for the first time. We went skeet shooting, Sporting Clays, that's what it was called, Sporting Clays. They send up multiple targets, almost like UT Skeet Shoot, believe it or not. You know, everybody's got a PSG-1, but, you know, actually we're using shotguns. But still a good time. Hopefully I can go back out there, as I never spend less than 40 at the bar. I would hope guys would be buying you drinks, Hoy. Not you buying them drinks. Meek! Yeah, there you go, except if I'm getting free drinks. That's what I'm talking about. Buy the girly a drink. She deserves it. So, but yeah, giant black dude working on getting me a gun, believe it or not. That's right. I am going to be the proud owner of a World War II Luger. Cannot wait to get it. Going to be cool. So that was my trip there. I got Everland coming up next month. Going to hook up with, as I said, Hornet OSX, Wicked Sicky Poo, Tommy from GeekWears, and Andrew of Everland. It's going to be a good time there. That's July, August. Should be QuakeCon, but unfortunately I'm not attending. I'm actually going to be out here in Los Angeles attending World Cyber Games. Going to be doing a little shoutcasting. They're going to be calling. Now listen to this. I'm going to be shoutcasting the World Cyber Games, the U.S. Finals here in Los Angeles, California. If you want more information, you can go to actually, go to the tsncentral.com website, or you can actually go to, no swearing here, fuck it, I don't see that in the topic, I can swear if I want to. I'm going to be shoutcasting Age of Mythology and FIFA Soccer 2003, it's going to be awesome, I cannot wait to, you know, get down there. Gonzalez passes the ball to Ronaldo, he shoots, he scores, you know, it's going to be awesome. That's the only thing everybody wants to do at TSN, they want to shout goal. So I'm going to have to get some unique goal call down, so when people score I can actually stand up and, you know, some European or some South American type goal. Yeah, it's gonna be cool though. Cheapest game I've ever bought, $19.99. awesome. But we play that at TSN all the time. Still learning the game, as we gotta try to learn like some of the players names, because I'm not sure how it's all gonna play out. But next week I'm gonna go to CompUSA right down the road here from me. Muff, you want to hear how I called the game here? Hang on. I have an MP3. Let me cue this up. And I know this is sort of off the topic here of Urban Terror, but here is my, and let me find it here, downloads. Here is my call of FIFA Soccer 2003. And this was, of course, I didn't know how to pronounce it. It's Real Madrid, and I pronounced them Real Madrid. But yeah, I'll just play a couple minutes of this, so check this out. It is going, believe it or not.
Red and white, Real Madrid in the black. We're going down starting lineups here in just a moment. Be right back here on TSN. And once again, welcome to TSN. It's Oswald here with you as we bring you coverage today.
Stop right there. Who plays FIFA? Dude, go to FIFAFT.com. It is huge in Europe. It's huge in Korea and Germany.
Club championship underway in today's match. As I said, going to feature Arsenal taking on Real Madrid. Both squads very, very good. Both are no strangers to the finals. As we get ready to cover all the action, running down the starting lineups for each team in goal for Arsenal are going to be David Seaman. Defender is going to be Lauren Sol Campbell, Seaman. Martin Keown, and Ashley Cole. Midfield consists of Sylvain Wiltord, Patrick Vieira, Frederick Lundberg, and Robert Pierres.
You know, now it's bad enough that I have a hard time names to begin with, but this is the first time I've ever casted this, okay? I've never casted soccer before, so I had my little laptop sitting here. Yeah, who plays FIFA? L3, bite me.
And the forwards, Thierry Henry, and of course,
Thierry Henry.
Was Dennis Bergkamp.
Henry.
And for Real Madrid, they're going to be in the black. They're going to be going right to left today on our cast.
All right, time to fast forward.
In goal, it's going
to
be number 11, Sylvain Wiltord. And unfortunately, he sends it out wide. It goes off the defender of Real Madrid. A throw-in. Here comes the throw-in. Nice crossing pass by Vieira, but right into the hands of Iker Casillas of Real Madrid. Madrid trying to get something going here as we see a long ball played up the right side to Ronaldo, but Ronaldo cannot keep control of it. The ball taken away by Frederik Lundberg, number 8 of Arsenal. Ball in at the neutral third of the field here in the center of the pitch. Dennis Bergkamp now. Fortunately, ball intercepted by Real Madrid. Back down the right side. The ball back and forth here. Neither team can get control of the ball to mount an attack here as we continue to see the ball go back and forth near the middle third of the field. Now down the right, down the left side. Here we go once again with the ball. Robert Pierres, number 7 for Arsenal, but the ball given up back up in the midfield. And now Real Madrid looks like they're starting to mount attack here. As we come down the middle of the field, it is number 6. It is Helguera, but Helguera tripped up. The ball taken away by Arsenal. And Arsenal, being very stingy, gets the ball back once again on the far side of the field. It is number 2, Michael Salgado, running with Robert Pierres of Arsenal. The ball cleared out of bounds. We do have a stoppage in play as the ball is thrown in. Ball going to number 8, Frederik Lundberg.
Frederik Lundberg
sends the ball back toward the center of the field. Martin Keown now sends it back up the center. Nice slide tackle by Real Madrid. And Real Madrid has the ball once again stolen away from Zidane. Zidane cannot... Zidane's been starting the attacks. He has not been able to finish them, though. Here comes the ball back up. Send it to Zidane. Zidane down the center of the pitch into the attacking third of Arsenal. Zidane looking for a shot. Oh, he's tripped up just outside the box. There goes the whistle from the ref. And, yes, he does pull the yellow card out. And you hear the crowd of Arsenal. They do not like that call as we check it.
See, so it is possible to listen to soccer. And remember, you got to remember that the World Cyber Games, everybody's going to be able to see what's going on the screen. So it's not actually just going to be an audio thing. You'll actually be able to see all the action taking place between the two gamers who are playing. But see, it is possible to cast FIFA Soccer 2003. So don't say it can't be done because I did it. Now, Age of Mythology, shit. Fucking put me to sleep. Hey, Oswald, is it hard to remember everyone's names when casting a soccer game? No jar. As I said, I had my laptop up just to the right of my main gaming machine here, and I had the starting lineups listed, so I knew numbers and I knew players' names. So, no, it actually wasn't too hard. And you only have 22 people to only 22 people to remember. I mean, you really don't call the goalie's name, so that takes it down to 20. You know, each team is going to have at least one or two big stars, and chances are they're going to be forwards. And their name's going to be one word, like Ronaldo, or I don't even know all these single-name soccer players. You know what I mean, one-name player. So anyways, So I had a good time shoutcasting FIFA Soccer 2003. Anyway, I know a lot of the level designers have been asking us. I'm good. I'm glad you said it, Oz. I was worried you were thinking casting that shit would be fun. It is fun. Actually, I'm looking forward to Age of Mythology, too. I've been reading up the Age of Mythology Strat Guide. I got that right here in my hand. Purchased it at CompUSA for $19.99. I'm reading up on all three cultures, the Norse, the Egyptians, and the Greeks. So I'm going to know my Age of Mythology when it comes to the World Cyber Games U.S. Finals in Los Angeles, California. Looking forward to that. Going to be a good time. There's a lot of TSN members are going to be out here in SoCal kicking it with me in my crib. Going to take another break here. Here's a little song Tux wanted to hear. And hopefully you guys, too. Come on, Field Noise. A little Quiet Riot right here on Underground Unofficial Urban Radio. Everybody sing along. Yeah, I got the leather pants on, got the hair teased, and the mascara running in my eyes. A little quiet right there, right here on the unofficial Underground Urban Radio this Sunday, June 21st. Just hanging out with everybody here in Pound Urban Terror. You know, everybody asks me, well, why are you doing it? Why aren't you doing it on TSN? Well, you know what? Sometimes I just want to get on the air and, you know, say colorful adjectives like dropping an F-bomb or something. Making fun of somebody. I can't do that on TSN. So I decided I would kick it up a little bit and give you guys a little taste of urban radio, sort of how it used to be in the old days. Now, I'm not going to embarrass this person because I know this person doesn't want to be embarrassed, but somebody's asking me, what is this? What is with the MEAC anyways? The MEAC, you have to go to urbanterror.net, look on the header, and you'll see a picture of a duck with a cat's head. That is the Duckat, spelled D-U-C-K-A-T, duck cat. Part duck, part cat, hence a Duckat. And a Duckat goes meak, part meow, part quack, meak. So, hence, we have a Duckat that goes meak. Thank you. I did forget the lip balm. I got to, you know, make the lips a little sparkly and bright there, right? So that is what a meak is, you unknown player, you. I had something else to tell you. Oh, you know, I got to pimp Clan Base once again. Portugal wins the Nations Cup final 17-10. They defeated Sweden. Close match on the first level, Abbey, 5-5. But on Turnpike, which oddly enough was Sweden's map, Sweden got taken to the cleaners on that map. As the Nations Cup stays in Portugal. That is 2 years in a row. We've had two Nations Cup for Urban Terra. Both years, Portugal has taken the cup. Props to them. We have one game remaining. That's going to be the bronze final. It's going to be Germany taking on the Netherlands. Looking forward to that. Still have no date on that match as well. Now, Portugal, as I said, big pimp for Portugal. But they actually had a lot of clans. They had 11 clans between the first and the second league this year. And most of them were involved in final matches. Tricky Clan involved in the final match for Division One. Unfortunately, they lost to the Powerpuff Girls. Final score of that match, 23-15. TK not really in it. And actually, Tricky Clan has made their way over to a new channel. They are now going to be considered Games Lab. It's odd to see this happen, but this is the second Portuguese clan I've seen do this. They actually hook up with a gaming network, and this network is called Game Labs Network. And they basically have all these gaming clans who come under one tag. So no longer are they going to be known as Tricky Clan. They're going to be known as G-Labs. So that's going to be their tag. Xeno Clan did the same thing. They were also known as, I forgot what they were known as before. They were Xeno Clan. But interesting to see that happen. Blue Velvet was also in the finals. Another Portuguese clan taking on Execution Squad. And Blue Velvet all over Execution Squad, 19-12. So props to Portugal for having a very good show this year in both the Open Cup and the Nations Cup. And, you know, I had a lot of stuff set to go for these matches. I had prepped for like 6 or 8 hours a couple nights a week getting ready to do all this stuff and play Sanders, interview people. But unfortunately, none of that stuff ever got out. But I do have some bits and pieces I'll play for you. This first one, this is I think this is from the Slovenia team. And I'm trying to remember who. No, this is from Creepy. Creepy was with TK. So check this out.
1, 2, 3, test. Hello, Oswald. Send a hug to you from Creepy. I'm going to say the pronounce of the three nicks of Nate. Natrak? Not Natrak. Okay, I'm gonna say it. Natrak, Mantorras, E, and Revi. Okay, see you later.
Okay, see you later. I just think it's hilarious. Just, I had a lot of these guys send me this stuff.
Slofaca, Blas, Anti, Masamun, Error.
The
Iceman.
The Ivichibik. See, now it's spelled slow, S-L-O-F-A-C-A. So how's Van Silly, our Vietnamese-French-Canadian, pronouncing it? Slow Faka. He says, oh, we got the Slow Fakas coming around the corner. Well, it's Slow Fatsa. They're from Slovenia. It's Slow Fatsa. But, You know, try telling that to Vansilla. He's calling them the slow fuckers. Yes, that was a little Portuguese English you just heard there. I got a bunch of those. A lot of these guys sent me. I had questions I was going to ask them, and unfortunately, my Shoutcast stuff broke down once again, and you know, it didn't work. But some good times there, some good stuff, and I'm glad I tried to hook those up. But you know, like I said, they never really worked. Really don't have much more here. I'm going to play one more song, and if you guys don't have anything for me, I am going to get out of here and go work out. So one more song here. First person to send me a private message is going to get that song played on air. If not, we're going to have to listen to Ace of Base. And I know you guys don't want to listen to Ace of Base, do you? No, you don't. Oh, there's the PM. Oh, Mungo, happy fatty, yeah, I'm around. Come on, a free song. Anybody? Nobody. I guess nobody. You guys are going to get stuck with Ace of Base. Bastards. All right, Ace of Base coming up here on Urban Radio. Actually, this is for Thunder, Little Iron Maiden. This is more my speed, a little Tail Gunner. Right here, underground, unofficial, Urban Radio. Crank this bitch up.
go.
Give me, pour some sugar on me, okay? Get me hot, sticky, sweet.
Yeah.
All right, a little break from the music here. Oswald back with you, the unofficial underground urban radio this Sunday. Banging out some tunes there for you. A little Tail Gunner, a little Iron Maiden. Genesis, Land of Confusion for Dragon and Hoy. Little Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me. I'm hot, sticky, sweet. Actually, I think that's actually a Motley Crue song, isn't it? Anyway. You know, now, if I didn't know who Gigantic Ass was, he would be kicked. But seeing as he changed his name from No Jar, he can actually stay in Pound Urban Tear. So, I know you just wanted your name said. I don't see, well, what's the big deal about me saying somebody's name? You want me to run down the list of all 216 people in Pound Urban Tear? I can. I'll do it. Damn right, Pong is fucking awesome. Only game I can excel at. And Thumber, if you're tuned in, your song is coming up next after we talk a little Stay, Stronger Than All League. As I said, starting July 1st, Frag's going to be busting into a new season here. Flags division going to be starting July 6th. Sundays and Tuesdays are when they play. You can drop by pound STA-Q3UT on either ETG or PGP. As Dracostian hanging out there, he is your league admin this year. He's the head administrator. He also gives a shout out to Urban Terror Central here, so you can check on that. Some other news, he says, I've deleted teams with no contact information whose information has been completely incorrect. So if you want to get into the game and take part in Stronger Than All, which is probably the best North American league, then get over to their league site. You can find a link to it over on urbanterror.net. Just click on it, take you right to the main page here. But they are gearing up here for another season and looking to have another good season. We did last year. I know TSN covered quite a few matches. I'm not sure what Urban Terror Central did, but Jeff T. Vancilli, myself, looking to bring some action to you this year. So just going to have to wait for that. But looking forward to this starting up here this first week. And I don't think I'll be off. July 1st. Where am I on July 1st? Nope. I'm not off, so it doesn't look like I'll be casting that first week. And the 6th, obviously the 6th, I will be still in Colorado Springs. So I've opened it up to questions. Obviously, nobody has any questions, which is somewhat odd. You guys usually just bombard me with questions, but I guess I'm just starting to bore everybody now. So what can I say? Sorry. So if it's that boring, I can easily shut it off. Going to break into another tune here. Got to hit the head. We'll be right back. This goes out to my buddy Thumber. This goes out to all of House Valhalla in Denmark. We'll be right back.
Num, num, hubba, hubba, zoot.
Damn, I thought Ondine said I'm going to Dooley's for little girls tonight, but where's my head? Damn. Little Habba Habba Zoot Zoot. That, honestly, I don't know the origins of that song. I think it came from Fumla or somebody in House Valhalla, but it's been on my hard drive for ages. One of the other things, yeah, I know. It's okay. It's okay. I'll find that picture yet. You watch. And when I do, I'll gladly share it with you. One of the other things I was going to point out here before you get out of here, those of you who might or might not have seen, oh, shit, now it's not even working. You know, I was about to say, glad we have the Urban Terror servers list up because, you know what? It's not working. So disregard that. And if you guys have nothing else for me, I'm gonna get out of here. And Thunder is asking me if this is gonna happen on a more regular basis. And you know what? Yes, I would like it to happen again on a more regular basis. See, I told you Fumla was the originator of this song. And seeing as Fumla is here, we got one more thing for him. And Fumla, I know you know what's coming up here, so you may as well just sing it, baby. Let me find it. Miscellaneous. Here it is.
Fumla.
Fumla. So that's Fumla's name. So as I was saying, we are going to try to make this a more of a regular event again. Things work has just been complete crap. I mean, we're in Chapter 11. And basically, I've been on a very short list of being fired, so to say I haven't been in the best mood is sort of an understatement. Anything that goes wrong, anything that's not done, obviously, my name comes up. So I really haven't felt like doing anything in terms of urban radio, but today's been a fun time. I'm glad everybody who decided to tune in have enjoyed themselves. Hopefully, you guys got something out of it that you didn't know about Urban Terror or about the development team or about any of those hacks running around the Urban Terror community whose names we won't mention. And I almost dropped it, but I decided not to. Decided I'd be good and keep it fairly clean. But usually we're probably going to bump up the start time, though, because I have to work. So chances are if we're going to hold it on Fridays, it'll start at 1 p.m. Eastern. 11, 12. Actually, check that. Make that 12. 2 p.m. Eastern. 11 a.m. out in SoCal. So usually be about a two-hour show. We will have the Urban Radio Server of the Week that will be hosted by somebody in the community here. And yeah, we look forward to getting that back and going and, you know, getting some of the development team back in here. I know Blake Keller loves to get on the radio and help me host shows. Blake, you're like number one on the list here. You will be sitting, you won't be sitting next to me or on me, but you'll be on the mic with me. Same with Dragone. I know he wants to get on the air and do a few things. Who knows, maybe we'll even get Dick to come on the air and give us his UK take on the situation of Urban Terror, seeing as he's one of the newer members of other development team. So that's about all I have for today. I do want to thank everybody once again for tuning in, and for the unofficial Underground Urban Radio, I'm Oswald, and we'll see you later.